Well, in late 65 and 66, I became a DJ at an all-night club in Leicester called the Burlesque on Umberston Road. And it was basically a coffee bar. Again, it was a coffee bar. I was asked to DJ up there, and I borrowed a few records. I took what records I had. We went out and spent some money. We bought records, and we opened that night, and it was a great success. But a lot of the girls weren't allowed out, because quite often what they used to do is they wanted to be there. They wanted to be a part of this scene. There was no way they were going to miss out. So they'd go out with their friends. As I said before, they'd go home, and they'd sneak out again, and they'd come back down the club. And these were all-night clubs. And they take pills, and then they go back home again the next morning as if nothing happened. You know, they get up fresh as a daisy, and they'd even been to sleep. But I came on at midnight, and I played till 6 in the morning. And I was earning, £17 just for Saturday night. The average postman on overtime was earning that a week. But then I got Sunday afternoons, and I got Monday evenings as well. So, I was getting quite a bit more than that. So I was in the money, so to speak, but I was only spending it. I was only having a good time, and a lot of it was spent buying new records, of course. So it was all built into the equation. But I was having a great time.